Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Celebrating 6 years is radio's small business superhero. He's a syndicated radio host, syndicated columnist, author of 2 books, and all-around nice guy.
He's everywhere! He's everywhere!
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad Doug Stiles is here, too, because he's our good friend. It wouldn't be nearly as much fun talking about taxes and tax planning and getting our returns ready. It wouldn't be nearly as much fun if he weren't here. He's our good friend. He's a senior partner with Kirchen Group out of beautiful downtown Red Bank, New Jersey. He is the CPA of the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust. He's our good friend. Doug, welcome back to the show.
Whoever said that taxes were fun? Only Jim Blasingame.
Well, you know, sometimes, of course, they're never fun, but they can be less painless if I've got a good CPA to do my work for me, which I do.
That's the whole name of the game. Thank you for the advertisement. Is, you know, who's working with you on your taxes? If they're a dull and dreary person, you're going to get a dull and dreary product. It's somebody who you can have some fun with.
That's exactly right. That's what I like about you, Doug. And folks, I actually searched high and low to find a CPA that we could have some fun with. And it was no easy task, by the way, but we did find somebody. Okay, it's March 15th, and that's a drop-dead date for something to happen, one thing or the other to happen with our business tax returns, our corporate tax returns. Right, Doug?
How long do I have to answer this question?
All the time you want.
Well, today, March 15th, is the deadline for calendar year 2003 corporate income tax returns. Don't panic, not the individuals. And for many of our clients that are small businesses, and I know a number of people listening, you're set up as a partnership or a limited liability company, so-called LLC. Don't panic. Today is not your due date. April 15th is the due date for partnership returns and LLCs. Only corporations, and if you're an S corporation, which so many small businesses are, you don't pay any tax at the corporation level. It's just an information return in the so-called Form 1120S. The IRS would still like to hear from you by today, though. If you haven't got your returns complete, you file an extension on Form 7004. Simple, easy to do. If you do owe money, if you're a regular corporation or otherwise known as a C corporation, and you owe tax for your profit in 2003, if you can, you want to send that money in with the extension, that's presuming you haven't been doing quarterly estimated taxes. And if you do pay quarterly estimated taxes, today is also when the first quarter of 2004 is done.
Mm-hmm.
How's that, Jim? Okay, we cover everything?
That's excellent. That's excellent. Now, I was told that you could file an extension online.
Yeah.
You could go to e-filing, go to the e-filing part, and you can file an extension online. I haven't done it yet, but although I think my folks are going to try to do that today.
Yeah.
Maybe the first time we've actually filed. I know that we have gone online and printed out the form and signed it and sent it in, but this may be the first time we've tried to file an extension online.
Yeah, again, it's the Form 7004, and go to IRS.gov and jockey in through that form. And remember, now, if there's payment due, you still need to do that. Now, you can't do that online as such. You need to do that through making a bank depository, and if you're set up with electronic funds transfer, and a lot of small business owners know exactly what I'm talking about there, you can also make your estimated tax payments the same way.
Now, let's talk about the filing. Is this the first year that businesses have been able to file electronically?
I believe it is. I don't want to say definitely. It may have been last year, but
it's
frankly,
it's the first year that they've really kind of been pretty much ready. But the truth is, at this moment, Doug, they're not quite ready, are they?
You mean the IRS?
The IRS to e-file. Aren't they missing some pieces of the puzzle?
Not that I know of.
I was thinking that they're actually missing a few things. And that's the reason why they actually won't. They will be even less objection. Not that there would ever been an image. The extension to September 15th is automatic, basically, isn't it? But I mean, they want you to e-file, and I was thinking that they didn't quite have all of it ready for the e-filing for businesses.
Well, to be honest with you, we've been filing individual tax returns, really many electronic file this year. We've done a couple of partnership returns, but I don't believe we have done any corporate returns electronically through our office yet, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hedging because I don't know.
Yeah, I think that may be the case. But the point is that you know, the one thing we want to make sure we point out is there absolutely is no red flag that goes up when you file an extension, the first extension for your business or the first extension for your personal, right, Doug?
I couldn't agree more. I have never, ever had somebody get examined because they put themselves on extension. And this is not just corporations, it's individuals. A month from now, we'll be hassling with that. And every year, I have to tell a couple of clients because we couldn't get to their stuff or they got it in too late.
Right.
We're going to put them on extension, and they get into this panic mode that, like,
right,
the IRS is going to show up in their driveway. It doesn't happen.
Yeah. Stand by 22. We'll be right back with our good friend Doug Stiles with more to come on tax planning. After these messages, it's 22. Stay with us. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And if you've got an S corporation or a C corporation, you need to contact the IRS today, either with your return or with an extension. And we were talking with our good friend Doug Stives, chief, who's with the Kirchen Group, the senior partner with the Kirchen Group out of Red Bank, New Jersey, our senior CPA. Tax expert in the Brain Trust, and we're talking about the Form 704, which is the extension, which I'd recommend that you just don't get your knickers wadded up about this. Just file an extension and give yourself a little more time. I do it every single year. I can't remember ever filing my corporate tax return on March 15th.
Well, that's why I've got an IRS guy that just came in my office, and he wants to talk to you because you've been filing extensions for every year.
Don't say that, Doug. No.
Of course we're laughing. Filing an extension does not get you audited. I also want to go on record. I file an extension every single year for my 1040, Jim. I file in October.
Oh, me too.
And I know I keep blabbing about this on the air. The IRS is going to send one of their people over, but it just does not increase your probability for being audited. Just
and if you go to IRS.gov and type in 704 in the search,
7004.
Forms and publications.
7004.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's the extra four. I said it wrong. 7004. And that gives you the form, and you click on that, and there's the form right there, and you can actually fill in the form on the line, can't you?
Yes, you can.
You can fill in the form and then submit it, or do you print that out? What do you do?
I was just playing with it during the break, and they don't seem to have an automatic submission in there.
I think you fill it out and then print it out and then mail it in.
Print it and stick it in an envelope.
Drop it in the mail, and you got it. You know, folks, this is such a handier thing. You know, Doug, I remember when you had to go down to the IRS office, you hope that your CPA had a form or whatever, it's a piece of cake. Now, what if you owe them taxes?
Okay, if you owe tax, we're still talking corporations at this point, trying to extend today.
Right.
You can send money in with this form. If you print out the 7004 and you think you might owe $1,000 if you're a C corporation and you've showed profit last year, or whatever the tax might be. Or you can make a deposit. If you're doing it the old way, you've got the deposit tickets in the little book. You tear one of them out and make sure that you check off that it's for the fourth quarter and that it's for the 1120 form is the one you're associating with. Or if you're set up to do electronic funds transfer, just do that in the normal way. And, again, make sure that you code in that it is a form 1120 that you're paying the tax against.
Now, if you think you owe taxes and you don't pay it, the worst, even if you don't have the money, you got to file the extension. Don't send the money in, and then what happens, Doug?
Okay, then what happens is if your tax is due today and you've put an extension in, or for that matter, if you're filing your tax return and you don't have the money to pay the tax, send the darn thing in. What I usually recommend, Jim, is send something with it. If you're filing the tax return today and you owe
a couple hundred bucks or something.
If you owe $10,000, send them $50 if that's all you have. And then that canceled check comes back, and at least you've got a receipt, proof that they got the return, and you're showing good faith. They will then bill you, whether you pay or not. If you don't pay the whole thing, They will bill you, and they're going to charge you interest. Now, another update here is interest rates that the IRS charge as of today are only 4% a year. April 1st, it's going back up to 5%, Jim. Interest rates finally start to creep a little bit. However, there also is a late payment penalty, which is 0.5% a month or another 6% a year. So you're really accruing a total of 10% interest April 1st, total of 11%. That's a little steep by today's standards.
Thus the advice to never borrow money from the government.
Well, I wouldn't say never, but if it means
I have before, by the way, folks.
Yeah, we've discussed
that. It's expensive.
That.
I have done that myself, but go ahead.
You need 2 or 3 months. You know, you might as well just send the darn thing in, and if you know you're waiting for a customer to pay a bill or something, settle up with the IRS in a month or two. It's cheaper than going down and borrowing from the bank, and certainly cheaper than slapping a cash advance on a credit card, Jim.
But Doug, you said they were going to bill you. They're only going to bill you when you file your return, because until then they don't know what you owe them.
Exactly right. Yeah.
So I hope I'm not overstepping my bounds, so to speak, here. But you know, if you think you owe them $5,000 and you don't have it, you know, would it not be better just to say that you don't owe them any money, or say you think you owe them $1,000 and here's $1,000, and then pay them the rest of when you do your return?
Actually, what they want you to do on this $7,004, if that's what you're doing today, or in a month on your 1040 on the 4868, is to acknowledge how much tax that you really believe you owe. It's shot in the dark. If you don't pay the full thing, they're not going to harass you. You go on record admitting that yes, you owe them some money, and they will start billing you after a couple of months and adding on the interest. And if you just simply can't pay them at that point, they send a form when they send the bill for a delinquent payment that you can file.
Let me ask you this question: if you file an extension right now and you tell them you think you owe them $5,000, you send them $1,000,
right?
But you don't file your return until September. Are you saying that they're going to start billing you before September for their other $4,000?
They'll probably start billing you for that $4,000 in about July. It takes a couple of months to get onto that.
Yeah.
And in some cases, when they get behind, they don't bother you at all until you file the return.
Right.
So, I realize we're kind of contradicting each other, saying, well, why even acknowledge you owe that amount? Well, the government does have, deep down in their regulations, that if you file an extension and you substantially understate your tax, they can deny that extension. Never had that happen, Jim, but they are toughening up. And, we have to tell people that if you understate knowingly that you owe the $5,000, you only admit $100, that could come back to haunt you. And a denied extension or just a missed extension today is really critical, because you start accruing a penalty, a late filing penalty of 5% per month.
Yeah, I guess expensive. Stand by, Doug. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. It's 10 till. Stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. And if you go to there and type in Doug Stives into the search engine, you'll find lots and lots of archives that Doug and I have done over the years, and some things that he said a long time ago still valid, especially some of the archives that we had way back when we talked about how to understand financial statements and how to create good ones that you can run your business by. So check those out on our website. But Doug, Kirchner Group's got a website too, don't you?
Yes, we sure do. It's breathtaking.
Give it to us.
Just think what an accounting firm's website must look like.
CURCHIN group.com?
No group, just Kirchner.com.
Kirchner.com.
Made it simple.
And that's in beautiful downtown Red Bank, New Jersey. Check that out when you get a chance. And I'm sure Doug would be glad to talk to you if you would like to talk to him about anything exciting in the world of accounting and finance. Doug, okay, I'm your client. I've made a profit this year, but I still would like to know: is there anything I can do? Let's say this is the hypothetical scenario. Is there anything I can do still to impact 2003 taxes? Can I impact them in a positive way so I get more benefit than the government?
Sure, and that's why you pay an accountant to help you out. Is in general with a C corporation that we talked about earlier, C corporations are the only ones that pay tax at the corporate level. For most small businesses, we don't advocate paying tax at the corporate level, and that's where Jim's leading me right now is, you know, at the time you're doing that tax preparation, hey, look at maybe you should put some more money into a retirement plan. And even if you're what we call a cash basis taxpayer, where you only report your income as it's earned, tax law does permit you to put money into a retirement plan anytime up until the due date, or very important for today, the extended due date of your corporate tax return. So, yeah, we have people that come in that they paid themselves a salary and they paid all their expenses and they still have a corporate profit. Well, then we'll sit down and push the pencil a little bit and see if we can put some money into a retirement plan. Sometimes difficult to do after the fact, but it's not impossible.
But the IRA is still available for 2003 through April 5th, up to and including April 15th, right?
Well, except that doesn't reduce your corporate profit. But Jim is absolutely right. For, you know, if you paid yourself a salary and you don't want to pay as much individual tax, well, you still have till April 15th to fund the IRA. But I think very important too, Jim, I have probably about four different clients right now that we put on extension today. They're corporations. They made a nice profit last year. We're going to wipe that profit out or substantially reduce it by a contribution to a retirement plan, but they don't have the cash flow right now to fund that retirement plan contribution. By extending their return until April 15th, it also extends the due date to put the money into the retirement plan.
What is there a retirement plan that can be started right now that you can do that with?
Well, pretty much the only thing that you can do after the fact is called a SEP, an SEP.
Right.
And, you know, KEO plan.
Anything that wasn't already established in the year 2003.
That's right. Generally, you need to set it up during the plan, a simple plan, a KEO plan, a corporate retirement plan, whatever. But that plan you can still do after the fact. Of course, remember, and I know some people are out there screaming at the radio saying, I don't want to have a retirement plan because I've got 15 employees and I have to cover all of them. Well, then if that's the case, you only want to cover yourself or yourself and your spouse, and you're really limited to that IRA, which, again, does not get you a corporate deduction that reduces your personal taxes.
Mm-hmm. But for an S-Corp, it all flows down to personal anyway.
Yeah, and that's the other place where you can use the SEP. Good point. So if you're sitting today with a corporate profit on your S-Corp, you want to reduce that, assuming you've taken some salary out, well, then maybe you will do retroactively to last year with the funding up until the due date or the extended due date. The corporate return, you know, you set that up and fund that SEP plan. If you already have a corporate retirement plan in place, of course, that's what you're going to use, your profit-sharing plan or whatever you have out there.
Right. But with a SEP plan, that includes the employees, right?
Well, it depends. It has to cover some people, yes. Anybody who's over 21 years old and worked more than 1,000 hours during the calendar year and has been with you at least a year is how I'll generally answer that. There are exceptions to everything I just said, but those are the general rules, Jim. Depends on the plan document and the rules that affect the particular type of plan. The other thing that we've been doing a lot of this year...
15 seconds.
The other thing is doing Section 179, taking heavy depreciation, which the 2003 tax law talks about. We've covered this in earlier broadcasts. That's the thing that I've been using to really wipe out or substantially reduce a lot of business profits for
after the fact. After
well, you didn't have to make a decision, or you don't have to make a decision to actually file a tax return.
I see. All right. Well, we need to talk about that some more when you come back, which you will do before April 15th, right?
If you're nice,
we're going to get you back. Thanks, Doug Stiles. Appreciate it very much, Doug Stiles, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. This program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.